Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
First, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that is on your mind? Are you seeking God? Wisdom? Are you seeking God? Are you seeking God?
Or thy kingdom come.
Just to lead God and direct your path.
Thy will be done.
Well, how we see God is through prayer. And today, we hear through some of you have
proved you. I made physical health
and
you.
Mental health. And seeking that for the kingdom of God.
Nothing.
And his righteousness. Jesus.
Though I have many gifts to share with you.
So, we come today to understand. This is the mind and heal the soul.
Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even see the point and give until there is no more. Oh, that could be another way. So we gotta pray. Selfish or touchy, never fret.
Waiting impatiently
symbolic of the way we live. We often treat communication as if it was a race. It's almost like our goal is to have no time gaps between the conclusion of the sentence of the person we are speaking with and the beginning of our poem. The writer says, my wife and I were recently at a cafe having lunch, eavesdropping the conversation around us. It seemed that no one was really listening to one another. Instead, they were taking turns not listening to one another. He said, I asked my wife if I still did the same thing with a smile on her face. She said, only sometimes. She said, you're free. Slowing down your response and becoming a better listener aids you in becoming a more peaceful person. It takes pressure from you. If you think about it, you'll notice that it takes enormous amount of energy and very stressful to be sitting on the edge of your seat trying to guess what the person in front of you is going to say so that you can fire back your response. But as you wait for the people you are communicating with to finish, as you simply listen more intently to what is being said, you'll notice that the pressure you feel is off. You'll immediately feel more relaxed and so will the people you are talking to. They will feel safe and slowing down their own response to you because they won't feel they're in competition with you for your time. Not only will becoming a better listener make you a more patient person, it will also enhance the quality of your relationships. And everyone loves to talk to someone who truly listens to what they are saying. I like to thank my nephew, Ryan. He said some things the other day on Facebook, and he pointed out some things towards his friend. And realizing that he spoke before he thought, immediately, in a way of act of love, he apologized publicly on Facebook. Well, the other day I had a similar incident where I was prepared, really, in my heart, I was prepared to listen, and the other person, in the back of their mind, they begin to say, if you just shut up and listen, if you just your problem, if you just shut up and listen. Well, another friend prior to that said the same thing, and another person. I got to be careful when I say friends, because people just got some stuff. And I'm learning that don't sweat the small stuff. People have issues. Your issues are not your problem. The solution to these problems is, first of all, the Bible tells us to love your neighbor as thyself. So we're patient with ourselves. We'll be patient with others. You see, when we learn how to consider one another and honor and reverence one another, this world will be a better place. This world will reflect the love that Jesus gave while he was on earth. The Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. We as believers, we are to be Christ-minded, Christ-centered, focus on the kingdom. When Jesus taught his disciples, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he was praying the kingdom, thy kingdom come. He was asking God to give us this daily bread. Our daily bread is the word of God. Love. We can't have love when we have fought against one another. When we perpetrate hurting other people. How can you say, the book of John, I believe, says, you love God, you don't love your neighbor. You don't love your wife. You don't love your husband. You don't even love yourself. soul, my beloved, I challenge you to put on love. Everyone celebrated
Valentine's Day
on Sunday.
We
practice love every day. Yes, we do.
Because love
conquers a multitude of sins.
And
I thank God for our messenger, Kim Burrell, who ministers gracefully.
All
the world's grace and minister healing to our souls.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. With love. Though I may speak well to you,
to enlighten you,
that could become
important it is to pray. Where is the key that unlocks the door?
Though I have many gifts to share.
Well, Isaiah 25 says, I will praise you. I will praise your name for you. That's Isaiah 25:1.
All that there is to know about
we have a praise report on our lips.
I can even see the
to change.
Give until there is no more.
It's a lot of our negative thoughts to enter in. Let's pray for love today.
We gotta pray
for everyone
for love.
That need love.
Pray,
by chance,
let us pray for love.
Very technology. We've got Twitter. We got Facebook.
And to be kind.
There's a way to share love.
Never envy or brag. Never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, never easy to ignore wrong done to me. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love, and the world needs now is love.
today, let your focus be all about me. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, to the kingdom focus, with the protection of God. Amen.
We're going to close in half an hour, 30-minute program today. So put on the garment of love and enjoy the rest of your day. Be blessed.
You know, it's amazing how
if you like
we
to
try
be
to get God's blessing.
Well, Friday God's weekend, it's 717-379-15.
It's the collection of blessings. And
it's a part of our family and friends together.
God,
you don't want to miss great entertainment, great work, great food. Also, don't forget on 27 and 28 will be at Bonton. It's a community day, and you'll receive a coupon booklet. $5 donate to support the Ray Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. You may call for more details about the community day book at Bonton. Also, we're publishing two books that should be released very shortly. Our deadline is possibly March, in the Lord, March, beginning of April. I've written a book called Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. We're revising that book to write to the title Destiny Fulfilled. And then the other book is Community, a book to cultivate a spirit of unity in every community. We're looking for writers, we're looking for talent, we're looking for people that are willing to commit their time and their talent for a cause. One, to cultivate a spirit of unity in every community. Two, to assemble, to restore families, to build healthy families. Three, and then to reach out to our young people and mentor them with positive role modeling. And last but not least, to bring changes economically in our community. Father says, count up the cost. So you need to know that you're blessed, you're blessed. You don't have to work 40 years in the wilderness to enjoy life. So we're going to invite you to come to a kingdom network of entrepreneurs or inspired individuals that are dreaming about starting their own businesses. Also, we're going to start a entrepreneurial program to mentor young people. Likewise, keep their minds focused on the kingdom and not on the streets that influences them. Their inheritance. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Focus with Reverend Jackson live every day. As long as we have this, we're going to be the book of Reverend Jackson live all time. Kingdom Focus with Reverend Jackson live 7/11/7/9. We're just the only prayer for the healing of the soul. And 11. And then so those of you who have breath and distress, you must be using the mind and the
I would love for you to learn to love me in the special way. What more can I say but love me now, just love me now, love me in a special way, hey, love me now, if you can learn to love me the way you need to, I can do so much more. If you would let me love you.
About that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship, but I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something and continue. We are